The nice thing about the summer at the Science Center is it does provide us an opportunity to extend our hours and invite more guests into the building, especially with students being out of school. They've got to have something to do. So we oftentimes use ourselves as an opportunity for parents and other people alike to actually come and enjoy what we're doing over at the Science Center.
How does the laser light show make use of the Cinedome and what's normally in that space?
The laser light shows are just a nice change from the norm. You know, we want to reach out to another audience that may not come to the Science Center regularly. And it takes the place of the films that we would be running normally. So we do a lot of documentary films that occur in, you know, National Geographic films and things like that that take place in the big immersive dome theater.
The laser shows I saw run from 9 to midnight, and they feature classic rock.
I'm Ringo, and I play the drums.
I'm Paul, and I play the bass.
I'm George, and I play a guitar.
I'm John, and I too play a guitar. Sometimes I play the fool.
Is summer nights then a bit more adult-focused than some of the daytime activities?
Yeah, I would definitely say that we are gearing it towards a little bit more of an older audience. You know, who's going to be up that late? And there is an option for some Hollywood films if you wanted a chance to stop and look at those.
Let's talk about the Crosby Observatory. What's happening there with the big telescopes? And then when I visited, I also saw some other people doing presentations with children.
I know that one of ours is moving to Phobos. It's pretty close. It's the closest moon.
What was going on?
In the observatory, you know, our goal is just to teach you as much as we can about astronomy while you're up there. And sometimes there's a long wait for the larger telescope that sits on the top deck. And what we do is just try to entertain and educate as best we can while you're waiting to get a chance to look through that the Byers telescope on the top deck upstairs. So, yeah, presentations with Magic Planet or Digital Planet. It's kind of like a digital globe, so we can take you all over the solar system, just not Earth. You can see Mars and Jupiter and all of those. And then the other telescopes are just pointed at different objects, so Jupiter or the nebulas or star clusters, things like that. All reasons to just inspire people.
And I saw that you can do kind of naked eye stargazing as well, or you can use smaller telescopes on your balcony area.
How come I can't hear them?
They're too far away.
It's not fair.
What is interesting to see about that, and also how can you time it to catch the theme park fireworks?
Oh, those are good questions. So as far as the naked eye viewing, the whole goal is to teach you that it starts, you can do some of this at home. You know, you can find some of these objects, and then we try to use different styles of telescopes so that you can ultimately choose the one that you like based on what you want to look at and things like that. So it's all, again, just tied into the idea of educating you a little bit about what we're doing. And the theme park fireworks, of course, it's a great time to come upstairs. They start a little bit later, but, you know, they're down on the horizon. You can see usually Universals from the distance.
We talked about the hours that kids stay up. Obviously, to stargaze, you have to stay up a little bit later. Why is this important or interesting enough that maybe an 8-year-old should try to make it that much longer?
Stars and the sky and space and astronomy was my passion growing up, and it all started from a place like the Science Center. I went to a planetarium and saw it for the first time. I just think it's so inspirational, and I think it's the next frontier. You know, you naturally want to look up, you want to understand it, so I think it's definitely worth an opportunity to keep them up a little bit later and come take a look at night at some of the objects that you may not know how to find yourself. We'll help you learn how to do that, and then hopefully you'll get to see a really neat object like Jupiter.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.